This is KCUR 89.3. Damron Russell Armstrong has been an actor and director in Kansas City for years, but his latest role is his most challenging yet. As KCUR's CJ Genevieve reports, Armstrong is starting a new theater company.
I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know.
Shawn Ruffin is just starting to rehearse her big number for Dreamgirls in Concert. She's been in several shows around town since she moved back to Kansas City after college 3 years ago. Now she's playing Effie, the Jennifer Holliday role on Broadway, Jennifer Hudson in the movie. She says it's her dream role.
I'm not tall, I'm not skinny, I'm African-American woman, and so I don't automatically get leading roles like a lot of other girls. So it means a lot when I can still do what I love to do, but I have to prove myself.
You're gonna love me.
Ruffin and music director Chris Holbrook are in a cinder block room in the bowels of the building beneath the Fish Tank Theater in the Crossroads. Across the hall, Damron Russell Armstrong is fighting with a copy machine. That's just one of his duties, but most of them are much more significant in his role as executive artistic director of the new Black Repertory Theater of Kansas City. He's had some help from friends, but basically he's doing everything.
When it's up and running, it will be the single hardest thing I've ever done in my career to date.
And the most necessary. Armstrong says he always knew he would start a theater company, but it felt more urgent after Trayvon Martin was killed 4 years ago.
With the number of Black men who have been shot down in the streets, there's a sense that they're not adding anything to the pot, that we're not really benefiting from the lives of those people. And until we start releasing the stories of African-Americans and the contributions, I think that we're going to be kind of stuck there.
Other theaters in town are putting on some work by Black playwrights, and Black actors are getting parts. Kansas City Rep has playwright-in-residence Nathan Lewis Jackson, and Armstrong himself is directing a show at the Unicorn in December. It's called An Octoroon and billed as a subversive and hilarious 19th century plantation melodrama. But there's so much more material.
People always say that, well, you have Black History Month. I always say, I'm pretty sure I'm an African-American male 365 days of the year. So that's what I'm trying to provide for students, for the African-American public, is the ability to see your life and your situations happen all the time.
He knows where to find the audience.
The same place that Tyler Perry does when he comes through and sells out the Sprint Arena.
And he knows where to find the talent.
Possibly the happiest point of this whole process was being able to hold a citywide audition and do an all call to the community. And I was floored at the amount of talent that came through that day. I could pretty much cast the entire show just from the community.
Armstrong had worked with some of the people who auditioned, but a lot of them he didn't know. Some had no professional theater experience.
It then asked the question, how have these folks gone under the radar for this long?
I heard about it on Facebook. I heard about the auditions.
Lynette King did some acting in college, but this will be her singing debut in Kansas City. When she got a part in the show, she says,
I was really shocked and I actually cried and I was happy because I was, you know, never really depending on my voice to get me anywhere. I always depended on my acting skills.
Lashay Wright is playing Dina. She's been singing in shows at Quality Hill Playhouse for the last few years. But she says the Black Rep will be different.
We'll get to do plays that are focused and centered on us. And so that showcases us and what we are, what we do, how great we can be, how great we are.
She says that'll make Kansas City's theater scene better.
Because sometimes you can overlook a few gems that you never thought would be great. Or you can miscast a few gems that should be very great. Just happens that way.
This performance of Dreamgirls is in concert, so not a full production, but singers with their music stands and books in front of them.
It's like a secret pass in to see what the show looks like before you add the costumes, the lights, the sound, and just truly enjoy the music, lyrics, and the talent.
Dreamgirls, oh yeah, Dreamgirls.
Damron Russell Armstrong has four more works planned for the rest of the season, including a collaboration with the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival and an original work. So, more dream roles ahead. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.